So I'm interviewing my auntie, Barbara Yaber, and I'm going to be interviewing her about life in the 1980s, and we're going to start off with school.
In the 1980s, how would you feel about homework?
I like doing my homework to give myself a better education.
Okay, what would you have in your book bag?
Books.
What were some things you learned that you loved the most?
Reading and some science.
Okay, what were some things you learned that you hate the most?
History.
Who's your favorite teacher and why?
My favorite teacher was Miss Brown. Because she gave us a chance, everybody a chance to learn and answer everybody's questions.
Who's your least favorite teacher and why?
Miss Soapridge. She was mean.
And here is the research I did for school. So in the 1980s, there were one-room schoolhouses with a norm in rural areas. And a single teacher taught grades 1 through 8 together. The youngest students were called Epicycadrians. I don't know how to pronounce it, but they would learn their ABCs and sat in the front while the oldest sat in the back. And that's why they're called like that. And the room would also be heated up by a single wood stove. So, 2. There was no transportation to get to school. Most schoolhouses were built to serve students living within 5 or 4 miles, which was considered close enough for them to walk. So 3. At some schools, boys and girls entered through separate doors, and they were also kept separate for lessons. Number 4. The school year was much shorter back then. When the Department of Education first began gathering data on the subject, around the 1980s school year, students attended school for about 132 days, and the standard year these days is 180. So depending on when they were needed to help their families harvest crops, attendance was just 59%. School days typically started at 9 a.m. and wrapped up at 2 a.m. or 4 a.m. Depending on the area, there were 1 hour for recess and lunch, which was called nooning. Okay. Number 5. Forget trapper keepers and gel pens. There were no fancy school supplies in the 1980s. Students made to do with just slate and some chalk. Number 6. Sometimes students help the teacher teach in the monitorial or Lancasterian system, the older, stronger students learned lessons directly from the teacher, then taught the younger, weaker students. Number 7. Lessons were quite different than they are today. Teachers taught subjects including reading, writing, arithmetic, history, grammar, rhetoric, and geography. Some students would memorize their lessons, and the teacher would bring them into the front of the room as a class to recite what they learned. So the teacher would, the teacher could correct them on things like pronunciation on the spot, while the other students continue to work behind them. Number 8, teachers sometimes lived with their students' families, according to the Michael Day at the Country School Association of America. This practice was called boarding round, and it often involved the teacher moving from one student's house to the next, as often as every week. One Wisconsin teacher wrote of boarding with families in 1851. So number 9. Discipline was very strict. Sure, stepping out of line in the 1800s and early 1900s could result in detention, suspension, and expulsion, but it could also result in a lashing. According to a document outlining student and teacher rules created by the Board of Education in Franklin, Ohio from 1883. Pupils may be detained at any recess or not exceeding 15 minutes after the hour for closing the afternoon session. When the teacher deems such detention necessary for the commitment of lessons or for the enforcement of discipline, whenever it shall become necessary for teachers to resort to corporal punishment, the same should not be inflicted upon the head or hands of the pupil. And finally, number 10. No lunch, not really, was provided by the school. Even if families had the money for it, kids brought their lunches to school in metal pails. Every student drank water from a bucket filled by older boys using the same tin cup. And that's it for schools.
Okay, for vacations. How were vacations like back then?
Good. We weren't scared to stay out and play. Now we can't. We have to watch our children.
Describe what your favorite vacation was.
When we would go away with my father to Wisconsin.
Tell me about how you guys plan to go to vacation.
Tell us how? Well, my mom and dad would tell us they had a surprise for us. And as we were driving, they told us where we were going, so we were all happy that we got to go.
So, for my research for vacation, so air traveling was totally different from now, from the 1900s or about the 1980s. So there was a non-smoking section, but so basically you could smoke. But let me just tell you, whoever designed it forgot the laws of physics. Shockingly, smoke moved about the cabin, as if the captain just turned off the fastened seatbelt light. And you could simply exit a 2-hour flight smelling like you'd spent the night in a dive bar. Number 2. There were meals. They weren't good meals, mind you, but it was food. We could typically expect a soggy croissant with rubbery turkey and some wilted vegetables, or roughly what they've been serving at Subway since the advent of the $5 foot long. But at least you didn't have to sit next to the guy who brought Pan Express extra spicy shrimp curry on board. Nor did you have to stock up on combos at the newsstand for a cross-country flight. Number 3. Music was only available through in-flight radio or on your Walkman, which meant the decision about which Motley Crue tape to bring was especially crucial, or accidentally grab your Long Lonely Summer mix from the 3 years ago. And you could have been stuck listening to the same 14 adult contemporary songs on a fake radio station hosted by John Tesh. Number 4. There was no internet to buy tickets. If you wanted to book a flight, you either had to call the airline, go to their office, or call a travel agent. If you tried to comparison shop while at said office, you were basically the equivalent of the guy who gets to the front of the line at Taco Bell and asks questions about every ingredient in chalupa. Number 5. You showed up 20 minutes before your flight and got on. Airport security in the 1980s, was like stadium security today, but faster. And it smelled a lot better, too, since everyone could leave their shoes on. Number 6. You had to prearrange your meeting time and place because there were no cell phones, and if you weren't exactly sure where outside baggage claim 4 by the Marlboro ad was, you got the momentary celebrity of getting paged over the airport loudspeaker, which is why, usually. Number 7. People met you at the gate. And though occasionally awesome, it was usually cripplingly embarrassing, especially when mom made a giant welcome home sign on your first trip back from college and showed up with the high school girlfriend you forgot you still had, or boyfriend. Still embarrassing. Number 8, unlimited check bags for free. Airplanes actually had overhead space and legroom because people weren't trying to pack their entire spring semester's wardrobe into a carry-on. Many airlines didn't limit the number of bags you could take, and even the ones that did typically allowed at least 2. There was no automated check-in. It's amazing how now we push 7 buttons and we're checked into our flight. We even get a boarding pass and a baggage tag. In the 1980s, it took the airline desk agent 14,000 very loud keystrokes on an IBM the size of an anvil just to find your reservation. Number 9, you needed actual tickets to board your flight. And the gut punch you got when you arrived at the airport and realized you let them at home was the worst feeling of getting to bring cash, you know, to anywhere. Number 10, finally, you could bring whatever you wanted on planes. A few bottles of wine from France? Sure. Gallon of vodka from Russia? Absolutely. Some Ginsu knives you received for looking at a beach timeshare? No problem. Did this lead to occasional booze-fueled knife fight? Probably. But there was no Twitter back then, so airlines were actually able to keep it quiet.
For family, did you ever have any family problems?
No.
Have you ever ran away from home?
Yes.
How did your parents react?
They were sad and mad at the same time, but I was already 17 years old when I did it.
What did you do?
Just sit overnight by my... I was gone only for 2 days because I wanted to come home.
Okay, growing up problems. What kinds of problems did you have growing up?
None.
Did you ever have any drama with friends?
Oh, we had arguments here and there, but we made up, like, the next day, like, if nothing ever happened.
What were they usually about?
Like, crazy things, like, somebody said this and somebody said that. Or you didn't ask me to go with you here and there.
For style, what kinds of trends did you follow?
Just jeans, gym shoes, the normal with t-shirts, casual.
So did you wear that to school every
day? Back then, yes, because there was no dress code.
Okay.